Praise his wonderful name.
Bless
It's
the
a
Lord.
Wonderful thing to be in the house of the Lord, to worship him, as we often say, with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our mind. We are reading from the best history book that anyone can think of. It's informative, it is dramatic, and it is romantic. This you will be hearing from this wonderful book, which we call the Bible. The author is God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, who made all things beautiful. And we're going to encourage each and every one to get a copy of this history book. You have quite a library if you take it home, and you have a very big library. Think of it, 66 books. That's quite something. You have 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. Oh, and so you should cherish that library of yours. It's not everything that you take off the shelves that other authors are writing. It's true. We have fake news, so much of it all over the world today. You don't know what to believe, but we're thankful for our Bible. It's informative, it's dramatic, and it's romantic. You have just heard the reading of the scriptures again. That's another beautiful story that our sisters just read from Matthew chapter 26. And we're going to talk about what happened with the congregation of Israel. Think of it, people are worrying and complaining about slavery and who was in slavery and who wasn't in slavery. I want you to know, friends, that the children of Israel were in Egypt for over 400 years as slaves. And oh, it was very tedious. And they cried out like any human being for help. Who they were crying to? They were crying to God, their Heavenly Father. And today, friends, many of us throughout the world are suffering, persecuted by the enemy of our souls, the prince of darkness and death. And many of us are in need of help. But we cry out to God. And he helps, just like children of Israel. They cried out to God, and God had mercy upon them and raised up a man called Moses and his brother Aaron to deliver them out of Egypt. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 12, and it's quite an history. And here we find that the emphasis is on the children of Israel killing a lamb for a household and to spread the blood all over the doorposts and the rest of the house, to share it with the family. And if it's too big for the family to eat all that, then they should share it with their neighbors. But we are glad that God instructed Moses as to what they should do. And that I want to emphasize today, the importance of preparing the lamb for the, what we call the Feast of the Passover. It's always nice to have a feast. And here the children of Israel were instructed by Moses, who got instructions from God, and that's what the believers do. We believe in the Word of God, we have faith in the Word of God, and whatever He tells us to do, by faith we try to exercise the teachings of the Word of God. And here we find in Exodus chapter 12, God instructs Moses to tell the children of Israel for them to have deliverance They all must get a lamb for an house. Each house needs a lamb. Think of that. We pet lambs, we care for them, some of them, and we use the lamb for all different types of things today. But what we're studying here from this history book today is something a little different. A lamb to be slain for a household. And who should do this? The congregation of Israel. And today, friends, we notice that right through the book of Exodus chapter 12, we find the word lamb is being mentioned several times. We often misinterpret and misunderstand what is said to us. But we notice God told Moses that he should emphasize this. It's very, very important. In verse 3, we see where the emphasis was on the lamb for a household. Verse 4, the same thing. And then we find in verse 5, also, a lamb without blemish, a male lamb for the first year. He shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat. But what should they do? They should use the blood to sprinkle on the doorposts and over the house. And yeah, they should all partake of that lamb. And I want you to notice, friends, today, which I'm going to speak a lot about the blood. I'm going to speak a lot about the lamb. And also the children of Israel. We all know from our radio and from our paper that there are many all over the world today that are in slavery because of the leaders of their country, because they lift up Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. And we find because the children of Israel were serving the true and the living God, they were slaves of Egypt. Pharaoh was his name, the leader of Egypt. Today, friends, we have slaves all over the world. In addition to that, we have Christians that are persecuted all over the world. By who? By the leaders of these countries who don't believe in the God that we serve, which tells us, thou shalt have no other God before me. We should serve him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds and our spirit. Why? Because he's a jealous God. Thou shalt have no other God before me. And that we have a lot of today, that we call the prince of darkness and death. And with his followers are called demons. And so we have a lot of Christians today that are being persecuted all over the world. And here God is delivering the congregation of Israel and telling Moses what to do. How are they going to be delivered? It's called the Passover feast. Yes, friends, they had a Passover feast by killing a lamb. But the wonderful thing is this, verse 13, I'll take you down there. The word shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Amen.
And those notice that, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. You know, friends, the God that we serve, as I often love to say, and I say it with much pride, he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Yeah. He has eyes to see, he has ears to hear, and he has mouth to speak. He has hands also to reach out to all those, like the children of Israel, who needed help. And today, there are many all over the world that are being persecuted by many fearers, leaders yes. of countries, leaders of nations all over the world. And yes. today, we are studying about deliverance from slavery.
Yes.
Why? Because the Word of God says, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We can have life from the shed blood of the Lamb of God. I'm going to take you to that in a little while. Let me hurry on, because there's a lot to say. We find here, friends, the Passover lamb. It's a feast, Exodus 12, and we find also in Genesis chapter 22, 7 and 8. Here God is speaking to Abraham, a man who walked with God and served God in spirit and in truth with all his heart, and God honored him. And the Word of God says that God was testing his faith and asked him, Abraham, would you offer your son as a sacrifice? Abraham was faithful and in obedience. Notice the words that I'm using. Abraham was faithful and in obedience, he decided to do what God asked him to do.
Yes.
To offer his beloved son, his
yes.
only son, as
yes.
a sacrifice. Think of that. What a God we serve.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
He sees next year and the year after. He sees today and he sees tomorrow. And he knew all things. He wanted to test the faith of Abraham. And today, friends, Christians, congregations all over, who we now become joint heirs with God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and also with the children of Israel. God loves each and every one of us. And He wants to deliver us from the prince of darkness. We have a way out. Scripture teaches, friends, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But as we continue to study, we will notice the mystery of God. Here the Word of God tells us, friends, that Abraham took his son in obedience and decided to offer him. Genesis chapter 22. The Word of God says that Abraham took his son up into the mountains. And when he was about to offer his son as a sacrifice, the son asked him, Father, I see the wood,
yes.
and I see all the things around me,
yes.
but where is the sacrifice? Think of that. What a son, and what a question he's asking the father. Many times we ask our Heavenly Father when he tells us things, we're not quite clear on it, but the God that we serve know about tomorrow and next week. We must obey Him. We're going to see this later on as we continue to read. We must obey what God tells us to do. Moses and Aaron obeyed God and carried out the instructions that He gave him to the congregation of Israel. They
yes.
should sprinkle the blood, a lamb for a household. And he repeated that in the scriptures so often. A lamb for a household, sprinkle the blood on the doorpost. And you should eat that lamb. Make sure that you have it all. Don't leave any for tomorrow. It's now.
Yes.
Scripture tells us Now is the accepted time. Tomorrow may be too late. The bearers sing about tomorrow. We don't know about tomorrow. As we so often sing, I don't know about tomorrow. I don't seem to understand. But yes. God knows about tomorrow. He knows about next week. And I'm telling you, brethren, trust God. Now,
yes.
let's move on. The scripture says, friends, that they obeyed the instructions given by Moses and Aaron. And the scripture tells us here, Exodus 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon your houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Yes.
And ye, and the plague shall not be upon you. Did you hear that? The plague will not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Brethren, the word of God reminds us so often we must serve God by faith. By faith, they accepted the message of Moses and Aaron. By faith, Abraham accepted the message from God and was offering his son as a sacrifice. Today, friends, by faith, we need to offer our faith to God, because he said, have faith in God, not in man. Today we find that the Christians, as well as the unsaved, have put their trust and also their faith in man. But the scripture tells us that men are a failure. We cannot trust men. The hearts of men are deceitful, says the scriptures, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And lying lips are abomination unto the Lord. And we find today all over the world, nobody, and I say this sometimes with a lot of criticism, but you can hardly find anyone speaking the truth today. It is so hard to find. We have the phrase now in this our country, fake news. We have that in all areas of life. We hear it around us every day. But then, friends, I am here to tell you, let us trust God today. Yes, have faith in God. All things are possible with him. I must move on. What are we calling this experience? The Passover. Yes, the Passover is a feast that they all look forward to. And we too look forward to this wonderful feast that we're going to be sharing in a little while from now. We call it communion, which means fellowship. We call it breaking of bread, which speaks of the body of Christ. And we call it the wine, which speaks of the blood of Jesus Christ. And you're going to hear more about all this as I move along. Here we find, friends, that this is important. We love to sing the song, the blood prevails, the blood of the risen Lord has power to save. Just as in olden days, the blood prevails. Today, friends, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us all from sins. The Word of God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes. Yes.
But provision is made for all. As I read earlier on from Genesis chapter 22, God, listen to that. Abraham said, son, and God is speaking to us today too. Abraham said, son, God will provide himself a lamb. Praise
yes.
God.
Yes.
He, God, offered his only begotten son. That all men and women, boys and girls, can have everlasting life as the angel of death pass over. If you have the Lamb of God in your heart today, then, friends, you will have everlasting life. Jesus, the Lamb of God, says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, he says, no man, no ruler can give you everlasting life. Only God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit, which engraft you into the family of God. What a wonderful experience is that. Oh, I don't know how many of you know about engraft. To engraft a plant, it's a beauty to see what happens. And so it is with us. When we are engrafted into the family of God, oh, we become like God, his Son also, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit, because we are sealed into the body of Christ, and we all become one in Christ Jesus, one family. As the Word of God tells us in Exodus, the congregation of Israel. Yes, one big family, the congregation. So it is with all of us who are a part of the body of God. We enjoy the fullness of God's grace and his love and his mercies and his tender kindness to all mankind. Let me hurry on. Again, Passover is a feast. But now, let's look at what the Word of God has to say here in Matthew 26. And this is where I want to spend some time as well. Matthew, here, Word of God says, let me read it. Matthew 26, I'm going to read verse 18. And he said, as Jesus now speaking to his disciples, they came asking the question, which you've heard from earlier on. And Jesus said, go into the city, verse 18, to such a man and say unto him, the Master, and I underline in my Bible, and you can do likewise. The Master said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. Isn't that something? Yes. I will keep the Passover. The disciples did ask him, where, Lord? Where, Master? And I'm going to spend some time on the word master. He's been mentioned as master several times. We find this also in Luke chapter 22 and verse 8, and also in Mark chapter 14. We find that verse 12 through to 14, he's been mentioned as master. We so often sing, Master, the tempest is raging. It is raging, friends. There are many, many congregations all over the world that are in slavery, persecuted for Christ's sake. The Word of God says, blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Many all over the world. But today we are lifting up Christ, our deliverer, our master, Jesus Christ. He's master of the sea. He's master of the world. He's master of the lives of each and every one of us. If we would only accept him as Lord and Savior, as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Listen again, verse 18. And Jesus said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the Master saith, my time is at hand. Hallelujah. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. Are you a disciple of Christ, friends, today? those of us who have been following Christ, and the blood was sprinkled upon our hearts, and the angel of death passed over, we today, yes, friends, are called disciples of Christ because we are followers. But if you are not following, friends, it means that you are disobedient to the Master. The Master is always with us in time of trouble. Yes, the disciples found that they were in trouble as the sea came upon them. Master, carest thou not that we perish? And the Master said, O ye of little faith, today I want to encourage all the congregation of God, today, all over this world, because again, let me emphasize, the Word of God says, for God so loved the world. He didn't say black or white or brown or yellow. He loved all men, and His grace is sufficient to keep all from falling. Yes, we are thankful for His saving grace. We're thankful for His mercies to all generation, not some, but to all generation, regardless of what nationality you are. Yes, friends, that's the reason why Jesus died. And that's the reason why we are meeting today to celebrate the feast of the Passover. Praise His wonderful name. Yes, we are obedient to the Master. The Master tells us that we should accept Him as our Lord and Savior, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Here the disciples are asking, Master, is He your Master today? Is He Master of your life? Or it's the politicians that are Master of your life? Is it those that are on the radio with the false news every day? We don't know what is truth anymore. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If He is your Master today, friends, you will serve Him with all your heart, with all your soul, not man. The hearts of men, says the Word of God, is deceitful and desperately wicked. We can trust the Son of God, who offered His life that you and I can have everlasting life. Why? I'll tell you later on. Because He shed His blood. I'll talk more about that. That all, like the children of Israel, had the blood of the Lamb sprinkled upon their doorposts. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth all men from sin. He will sprinkle His blood upon you, and the angel of death will pass over, and you will have life everlasting today. Listen, the Word of God says here, the Master saith, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. Let me ask those of you who are hearing my voice today, how many are planning to keep the Passover today? How many are embracing Jesus as your Master? I must move on. Listen to what the Word of God says here. If we turn, I want to emphasize this. It's very important. In Luke chapter 22, and verse 18, listen to what the Scripture says here. Luke 22. Luke 22 and verse 8. The Word of God says, and He said to Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto Him, where wilt thou that we prepare And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. I like that. Jesus is always saying that, follow me, follow him. Follow him into the house where ye enter therein. Verse 11, and we shall say, and you shall say unto the good man of the house, the master. Notice that, the master, friends. Whatever the master says, do it. And he's telling us today that we should serve him. Don't you listen to the plan of Satan all over the world today. He is the prince of darkness and death. But you need to accept the prince of life, the prince of peace. Praise his wonderful name. The prince of peace, friends, is offering you comfort. Come unto me, he says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber? Isn't that wonderful? Where I shall eat the Passover with you and my disciples. And he shall show you a large upper room. Furnish there, make ready. Friends, whenever we asked the master for anything, he said to the multitude on the mount, he said, ask and it shall be given to you.
Indeed.
Eat and you shall find.
Yes.
Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Yes.
Listen to what it says. And he shall show you a large upper room. Not just an empty room. Furnish. There, make it ready. I like that. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Ask of the Savior, friends, and he will tell you where to go, what to do. He provides the best. Jesus, speaking to the multitude, said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And he went on to say that the Father, which is in heaven, will give good gifts. Your earthly father, sometimes many of us don't know our earthly fathers. Think of that. But God knows you, because he is the one who made you. He is the one who cares for you. That's why you're alive today and you can be hearing my voice. God sees and knows each and every one. Yes, let's turn quickly to Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. Listen to what the word of God says here in verse 12. I'll read. I'm trying to find it quickly here. But again, I must find this quickly. Mark 14. And verse 12. It says, and the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go and prepare? Notice that. I notice that word prepare. Friends, is a lot of things we need to prepare for. We need to prepare to have fellowship with God. We must take off and put on. We must confess our sins, because he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover. Notice what verse 13 says. And he sendeth forth two of his disciples and said unto them, Go ye into the city. I like that. And there shall you meet the man bearing a pitcher of water. What you should do? Follow him. Today, friends, Jesus is telling us where to go, what to do. Follow him. And Jesus said to his disciples, Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. We cannot follow men and women, boys and girls today because nobody speaks the truth. Yeah. Word of God says, verse 14, and wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, the master again, is the master of your life today. The master said, Where is the guest chamber? You notice what he's saying. Where is the guest chamber? That's a special place prepared for you, where I shall eat at the Passover with my disciples. You want to have fellowship with Jesus in the guest chamber? Yes, friends, you can today if you would only embrace him as your Lord and your Savior. Now, let me begin to wind up here because I want you to hear and understand. Jesus, the Son of God, has been with the Eternal Father from the beginning. In the scripture says, the history book, in the beginning God. And his Son, the Lord Jesus, had been with him because he too is light. Praise his wonderful name. And if you would only embrace Christ Jesus into your heart, you can have the light of Christ in you, that you can see the way to go and have fellowship with him. Now, let me close on this note here. And I want you to notice that. Jesus, friends, yes, Jesus, I said, his name is wonderful. Yes, Jesus is counselor. Jesus is the Son of God, and he wants you to have fellowship with him in the guest chamber today. Notice that. In closing, some of the disciples were not ready to partake with Jesus in the guest chamber, around the table, to partake of the Passover. But then there they were. They were sitting around the table with Jesus. But Jesus found out, because we cannot hide from him, he knew that they were not all ready. It's the same thing happened, friends, with the 10 virgins. They were there, ready, getting ready to meet the bridegroom. But they all weren't ready, friends. They all fell asleep. And this is what is happening to the church today in a time of darkness, planned by the prince of darkness and death. We must embrace Christ Jesus, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This entire world is in darkness. There are many fears and errors all over the world today, deceiving men and women, boys and girls. But thank God, Jesus is not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Yes. Today, friends, do you want the Lamb of God? Let me ask you, are you prepared to partake of the feast in the guest chamber? Is he your master? Is he your savior? The disciples Master, the tempest is raging. Is that happening in your life today? You don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to turn. Many parents are confused today, the third day of August. Their children to go to school, the lunch money to come forth, the things to provide for them, but they don't know it. Jesus is saying to you today, I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. I am the bread of life. Yes, friends, come. You can meet your need. Those of you that are out on the sidewalk, Jesus is saying, come. Come unto me today, and I'll give you a breath. Those of you that are thirsty, Jesus is saying to you, I am the living water. Hallelujah. Come and drink of him, and from your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. I am confused. I don't know what to do. Jesus is saying to you, the Lamb of God, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do you want rest from the load that you are carrying today? Why not call out to your master? Master, have mercy on me today. Praise his wonderful name. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes as we look to the Lord in prayer. Today, friends, you have been tossed to and fro by the winds and the waves, by the false news here and there. Everybody is telling you this is truth. This one is telling you that is truth. But look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He says, have faith in God. Praise his wonderful name.
Yes.
God deliver the congregation of Israel out of Egypt, a land of slavery and suffering and wickedness and death. Today, friends, we are surrounded with darkness. We are surrounded with death and fear. Oh, friends, come to Jesus, who is the light of the world. Praise his name. Come to him today. Lastly, those in believers, the word of God says that the congregation of Israel had to prepare themselves to partake of the feast of the Passover. Are we prepared to partake of the Lord's communion, which speaks of fellowship? Are we prepared to fellowship with him? Come now, and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come today because we learn from your word saying, go to such a man and he will provide water and a guest chamber, water to wash your feet, where the disciples went to sit with Jesus with dirty feet, although the man offered them a guest chamber with water. Today, there are so many Christians that are partaking of the Passover and fail to wash their feet as the disciples did. The story goes on to tell us that Jesus had to get up from the table, wrap the towel around his waist, and wash the feet of the disciples that were all sitting there with dirty feet to have fellowship with the Master. Today I do hope that there isn't any among us that are going to partake of the Lord's Supper, Passover, without washing and preparing, says the Word of God. It takes time to wash, it takes time to prepare. Takes time to be holy. Speak off for the Lord. Father, breathe upon us now, we pray, and overshadow us with our Holy Spirit, we beg of you. O God, as they walk with you and be obedient to you and embrace you as Master. Oh, yes. Master of our lives. Oh, we come asking you to have mercy now as we pray and ask in your precious and loving name. Amen. I'm going to ask.